Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
So, tonight is the night for Emmy in the Eurovision Song Contest. We want to wish her the very best of luck. It's Ireland's turn to compete tonight. I'm just looking at the journals and all the different newspapers and all the different organs, as you'd call them, out there are talking about it. The first semi-final on Tuesday saw 10 acts out of 15 move forward. Today, there's 16 countries tonight and 10 more spaces again. So, will one of them be Ireland? That is the question. Emmy Christensen, a Norwegian singer. She's representing Ireland with her song Like a Party, and it's going to be on the telly tonight from 8 o'clock on the same channel that has Prime Time. Let's do that right now in Gift Grub.
Hello, good evening and welcome to Prime Time. Well, tonight we look at one of the most divisive issues in Irish life, one of the darkest periods in Irish history. Why haven't we won the Eurovision in donkeys? We're joined by Simon Harris.
Miriam, thank you.
And Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald.
Keiki, well too, Miriam.
Simon Harris, can I ask you first, why are you here and not Micheál Martin, by the way?
Well, as Minister for Foreign Affairs, Miriam, it is my brief, and also I want to make this very clear, I am a massive Eurovision fan.
Okay, well, that being said, I want to put it to you, Simon Harris. Our recent record in Eurovision is a complete disaster. What are you doing?
No, it's just a selfie, Miriam. Smile.
Oh, hi.
Yep, thanks.
Okay, what is this government...
Hey, that's uploaded onto Instagram now, Miriam, if you want to like it.
Oh, great, thanks. What is this government going to do about it, Simon Harris?
Well, I'll tell you what we're not going to do about it, Miriam.
I just liked that on Insta there.
Oh, great. Right. We're not going to panic on the day that we actually perform at the Eurovision. Like a Party is a wonderful song. It is a bop.
Miriam.
And I love bops. It is a great bop.
Miriam.
Okay, Mary Lou MacDonald.
Miriam, this government has presided over years of Eurovision failure.
Okay, but what would Sinn Féin do if they were in
power? Sinn Féin will return Ireland to the glory days of Johnny Logan, Dana, Linda Martin, and Niamh Kavanagh. Sinn Féin will not send Europe songs about Russian dogs in space.
Okay, so no dogs.
Madri in Sinspas. Mika.
Simon Harris?
Miriam, the reality is that if Sinn Féin were in government, they would send the wolf tones to Eurovision singing about Sean South.
What?
And we would be expelled. Expelled.
Okay. An unbiased opinion, please. Fintan O'Toole for the Irish Times. Your column today is on Eurovision. Its title is Diggy Lou, Diggy Lay. Why did we lose our way?
Well, in a sense, Miriam, Mary Lou was right. In the mid-90s, Ireland was the cool kid on the block, in a sense. Yeah. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did.
That's lovely, Finn.
Yeah, we found, you see, our national voice in a very real sense. I am the voice in the wind and the blowing
Eimear Quinn, that's gorgeous.
But the party... had to end at some stage, Miriam.
Right.
And as we said, Ireland, we paid for the party. Everybody partied and everybody paid. Mm. For example, Eurovision was evolving. You had bands like Tattoo with All the Things She Said, All the Things She Said, All the Things She Said, All the Things She Said.
Okay.
And while we were sending Jedward, two androgynous clones, symbolising, in a sense, the polarisation of Irish Eurovision tastes.
Yeah, but where did it all go wrong, Fintan?
Well, I think the moment where we lost touch entirely with Europe was when Lordi came out with Hard Rock Hallelujah. When they came out and they sang...
Jesus! What was that?
Well, you scared the life out of me, Fintan, for God's sake.
Well, indeed, in a sense, Lordi was a wake-up call to us all. It was a collective...
Fintan, stop doing that, will you?
In the face of Ireland.
Okay,
Miriam, can I... RTE is culpable.
Why, Mary Lou MacDonald?
RTE is culpable because they have a head of delegation called Michael Keely, who has clearly been hired to make sure Ireland never come within an ass's roar of ever winning this. If you see him on the night, he's... quaffing champagne and smiling all night.
But why would he do something like that?
Because he knows that if RTE were to host the Eurovision, it would go bankrupt immediately.
So in a sense, you could argue he's really good at his job.
Sorry, Miriam.
Okay, my thanks to Simon Harris.
Thanks, Miriam.
Mary Lou MacDonald.
Margaret.
And Fintan. Good luck, Ireland.
Like a party.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.